A vision, not a plan, Jenny Sims reports from the recent King's Fund Health and Care Conference. The slogan "Nothing about us without us" has been widely used by disability rights campaigners and other groups to draw policymakers' attention to the importance of hearing their views before plans and decisions that affect them are made. Broad consultation, including of the public, was carried out by the government before it launched the NHS 10-year plan for England on the 3rd of July. But speakers at a recent King's Fund Health and Care Conference warned that it's still more of a vision than a plan. Engagement with patients, health and care professionals, local government, digital technology innovators and the private sector will be essential if the key drivers of the plan are to be successful. The plan focuses on three shifts: moving care from hospitals to communities, embracing digital technology, and prioritizing preventative healthcare. The NHS app, to be co-developed with communities and patients, will be the front door to all health services. But according to the Good Things Foundation, GTF, 40% of people are not yet registered on it. The key to this front door will be the single patient record, to which the government is committed. What is not clear is how people with low or no digital skills, or who do not or cannot use the app, will access their GP or other services and get the information they need. Office for National Statistics, ONS, figures reveal that 7% of households currently have no internet access and 10 million people lack basic digital skills, and research by the GTF shows that among other barriers to using digital technologies are affordability and the fact that some older people simply do not want to use computers or smartphones. Concerns about digital exclusion were raised by conference attendees throughout the day, but examples were also given of successful digital inclusion initiatives, Leeds City Council's 100% Digital Leeds among them. Moving from vision to reality. In one session, Analog to Digital, Moving from Vision to Reality, Dr. Vin Divakar, National Director of Transformation at NHS England, drew attention to a report from the Office for Budget Responsibility, Fiscal Risks and Sustainability, which shows that the NHS is not sustainable without change. It warns that health spending will nearly double from 7.9% of GDP in 2025 to 14.5% of GDP in the 2070s, because people are living longer and in poorer health. To tackle this, the government has set a 4% productivity target for the NHS over the next review period, a 1% reduction in back office costs, and a £10 billion digital investment commitment. Dr. Divakar told delegates the answer to the problem was, of course, investment in digital technology and data. According to the NHS plan, the use of data and digital technology is key to improving patient outcomes. It is also essential to moving care delivery from hospitals closer to home, and to moving from a service treating sickness to one focused on prevention. The session examined what is needed to make this fundamental shift a priority, and how those working in health and care must come together with partners in different sectors and those using services to meet future challenges. Dr. Divakar had led some of the writing for the analog and digital sections of the 10-year plan, as well as sections on transforming through innovation, research, and life sciences. He said, "I got to work with some amazing people because we engaged with over 400 people from industry, academics, researchers, as well as the core NHS in producing the plans. We didn't just make it up." Less than 10% of health practitioners currently use AI, but 75% say they are interested. "What we have to do is stop the unregulated use of AI and move to the safe use of AI," he said, citing radiology as an example of good use of AI in the NHS. Making the shift to digital. A panel of speakers examined what was needed to prioritize the shift to digital and how health and care workers should work with other sectors and service users to meet the challenges. Professor Susan Shelmerdine, a consultant radiologist at Great Ormond Street Hospital, called for design with intent, and not by default. She has a funded body of work looking at developing AI models and testing them on children, pointing out, "Of all the AI that is a medical device and regulated, over 75% is medical imaging, which is why I think radiologists have a vested interest in learning about this." However, she warned of the safety risks of using AI triage tools on children that have only been tested on adults. There could be unforeseen consequences. Social care. Eve Rudehouse, Director of Strategy and Policy at the Local Government Association, LGA, called for targeted investment so social care systems can integrate with health systems effectively. Local government and social care must develop plans together, she said, focusing on our communities together. Welcoming the 10-year plan, she added, we see it as being absolutely essential to frame the three shifts, not just as an NHS plan, but as part of a broader societal transformation around health and well-being. She pointed to the government's recent publication of the English Devolution and Community Empowerment Bill, which will require local authorities to have appropriate governance around neighbourhoods. Earlier in the day, Dr. Pritesh Mistry, Fellow, Digital Technologies, at the King's Fund, had called for baseline standards for technology in social care, similar to those in the health service. Workforce and capacity. Sharon Brennan, Director of Policy and External Affairs at health and care charities Coalition National Voices, said digital leadership was often lacking across the NHS and local government. We need to collectively invest, she said. There needs to be a national strategy to build those digital skills across a kind of a care workforce. She added that measures need to be taken to ensure there is parity between NHS staff and care staff. The LGA, which sees itself as part of the solution of moving to digital, is calling for an effective coalition between national and local politicians to integrate health and care services for local citizens. By the end of the conference, it was clear that nothing about us without us is as relevant today as ever. Ongoing consultation and engagement is essential if the vision of moving from analog to digital is to be realized. Dr. Diwakar's 3CS. Principles behind the NHS app as a single point of entry to the NHS. 1. Co-development. Anything we do in the NHS app will be co-developed with communities and with patients in neighbourhoods. 2. Choice. Giving support for patients every step of the pathway. Being able to go into the app, triaged through symptoms using AI, directed if you can to direct care for yourself, or triaged to the right person to help. 3. Control. The thing that gives people control is access to information. One of the things the government is committed to is the development of the single patient record, where you can see all the information about you, regardless of care setting, in one place. The NHS app will help improve inclusiveness through screen readers and instant translation. The single patient record will provide access to all health information in one place, reducing errors and the need for repeated tests. The government plans to legislate for this. The NHS is piloting a scheme that allows a trusted individual proxy access to their child's record. In future, carers could be allowed proxy access to the records of those they are caring for.